We're recording.
I have a surgeon's bladder. I can go all day.
Well, I was going to say, I should check with our court reporter, too, to make sure she doesn't need to go to the bathroom. You're so quiet all the way back there. So are you okay, though?
I'm okay.
Okay. So. All right. Dr. Gonzalez, thank you for being here. Okay, so we are on Section 3, Informal Interviews. And this is 23-122 in regards to Lorenzo Gonzalez, DVM. Okay. This is the time and place scheduled for the informal interview of Dr. Gonzalez in the case number 23-122. This matter will be heard by the board pursuant to the authority given to it at ARS 32-2234. Dr. Gonzalez, please introduce yourself.
I'm Lorenzo Gonzalez.
Okay. Dr. Gonzalez, you have received a letter informing you of the matters to be discussed today and the possible actions the board may take at this informal interview. As a reminder, those options include dismissal, issuing you a non-disciplinary letter of concern, censoring you, placing your license on probation with terms that may include continuing education and practice restrictions. The board may also suspend your license for up to 30 days, assess a civil penalty, or refer this matter to a formal hearing. The purpose of this informal interview is to inquire into the facts and circumstances of this case. The board has read all of the materials you have submitted. If you have any additional materials you would like to present to the board, please do so now.
Okay.
Is this anything new? Because is this new information that you want to give us? Because
I apologize for being late.
We'll hold that for a moment. I'll get to that part, okay? This proceeding is being digitally recorded. As a result, it is important that everyone speak loudly and clearly and that only one person speaks at a time. We will begin by asking the lead board member assigned to this matter to give a brief summary of the case, and then you will be given the opportunity to respond. So following your response, the board may wish to ask you some questions. Okay. If present, the complainant will also be given an opportunity to address the board. If you have any questions for the board or anyone giving information during this interview, you may ask them through me. Let's see, Mr. Loheeb, will you give us a brief summary of the case?
At the March 15, 2023 board meeting, we opened the case based on premise inspections. And this was a follow-up. It was a premise inspection on December 1st, 2021 with potential violations, and those same violations were found on March 9, 2023. So we've been advised that those violations have been corrected, but because they're repeat violations, that's kind of an automatic that we take a second look at these.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Gonzalez, at this time, I would like to swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that the evidence you are about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
You bet.
Okay. Thank you. Dr. Gonzalez, we would now like to give you an opportunity to respond to the summary and present whatever information you believe is relevant.
Like I said, I also apologize for being late on responding.
Okay.
I don't do emails, so I missed all that, okay? And that's one of my reasons. And the main reason I come here was because of my surgery back. It's completely false what they're saying. I brought the pack with me so you guys can look at it.
Okay.
And see. I'll pass it around if you want.
Let's have Tracy do that, maybe.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome to open it.
Okay.
Okay, I should have brought my glasses, but.
Open it. Go ahead.
Okay, the inspector claims that she got the pack and looked at it. She asked for a surgery pack. I went in the cabinet, got the pack, put it on my surgery tray. I opened it for her. And to my surprise, there was a pair of scissors that had a little rust on them, okay?
Okay.
And I was as surprised as she was, because they didn't belong there. And she took some pictures, and then she claims that there was rust, mold, and hair, which is all false. There was rust, that's all. Those scissors didn't belong there to begin with. So I brought my back so people can look at it. And then she claims that, I can't see very good here. Okay, back was at least single wrapped and held together with two rubber bands and a piece of masking tape, which is false. So that's, you can look at all my
I was gonna say, if anyone wants to go over instead of passing it around, it might be easier.
And all my bags are set up the same way so I can find things when I need them, so.
Okay.
But, and she lied on that. And there was a pair of scissors that did have rust on it, and they were thrown away. And
keep going, or are you finished, or?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just trying. Anyway, but that was false, okay? And she never touched the pack, and she claims that my instruments were hard to open. She never touched anything. And from this picture, you can, if you look at it closely, she never touched anything. She just took a picture right where it was. And that's as far as she went. And she's claiming that there's rust and hair. Well, there's rust for sure. And I threw them away. And all our surgeries, after surgery, we put all our blood instruments in a pan of cold water. And they sit there till we get a chance to repack them. And if you look at all those instruments, they're all good instruments. They're not, and I have several packs. I've been collecting insurance for a long time. But that's what I took offense to, right?
Okay.
And
all right, so the whole point is not, I mean, I get it, but.
There were complaints about how I answered my questions. That's another thing. I answer those questions, and I'm not going to change anything on them because it won't be the truth. She had some questions on the way I answered some of those questions, and so she gave me the opportunity to change it, but I'm not going to change anything because I'm not going to lie. But, you know, I'll take my punishment whatever it is, but I'm not going to.
Okay.
And I already said I was going to take a continuing education on my record keeping. That was what you got me on last time, was record keeping, and I agree, I don't do the best records, but I agreed to take a 4-hour course on record keeping.
Okay. Would it be okay now if I let the board members ask you questions?
Oh, you bet.
Okay. So how about we do that? Mr. Loheed, if you'd like to start.
So I'm going to start. Before this year, we've seen you twice this year.
Yeah.
Before then, have you ever been before this board?
No, never. 46 years, never been. I got it.
So my point's going to be, and I may offend you again.
Yeah.
I apologize if I do. But the intent is not to offend you. But I heard several years ago you were going to retire. Why didn't that happen?
Three things. I love my work, for one thing. I was blessed with good health, so I'm still working. I got some old clients that I know when I retire, they won't be able to afford a bed. And then one more thing. I do ranch work, and when I retire, there's not going to be anybody that does any herd health or anything for these ranches. And I do work probably within a 100-mile radius of Payson. I got some by Globe. I even have one by Douglas that I do consulting with.
But there are, and I realize, they love you. I mean, right? Our food animal people, you're friends with those guys.
Yeah,
it's not like the cat and dog people. You're friends with those guys.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I'm welcome there anytime.
But at some point in time,
it's
time to pass on the torch.
Yeah, I know.
And it's time to cut the apron strings for those guys.
Yeah.
And they can't cling on to you and keep you out of retirement and keep you exposing yourself to coming back here.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not fair. That's not fair to you.
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of like, and both my parents are gone now, so I didn't actually have to do this, but, well, I think my sister did for my mother. Eventually, they're not safe drivers and you take their keys away.
Yeah.
And we're not to the point where you're not a safe driver, but when you're not doing good record keeping, or if we got a rusty pair of scissors in there, maybe you haven't had a wreck, but you forget to turn your blinkers on every once in a while. Maybe that's an analogy. And at what point do we draw the line and let you move on and do something else and let these people, there are other veterinarians in Payson, I know.
Yeah.
Are they as good as you? Some of them probably not, yeah. Right? But they gotta have their turn. And we got a brand new class coming out of the U of A in August. Hopefully, somebody's gonna wanna live in Payson.
110.
Yeah, we have a lot of vets in Payson right now, but nobody wants to do large animal work, though.
Well.
They do horses, but no, not cattle.
Part of the large animal people don't wanna pay, too, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, I'm satisfied, they pay me enough, you know, huh?
Yeah.
And
but you're probably
there's other benefits to, right. You know, I'm like family to a lot of those people.
And they're good people, that's why. Yeah. I get that. Yeah. But they've got to let you go and not put your good name at risk. Yeah. You've got a great name and reputation. And it's time to not renew your license, get rid of the clinic, and let them go find somebody else and still be their friend. And I guarantee you, they like you, you'll still be their friend, even if you're not arming cows for them, right?
Oh, I know that part, yeah.
So.
And that's still like the Oracle.
Yeah, but maybe it's trying to teach one of the new kids instead of you doing it. I mean, just because you're not actually physically doing it doesn't mean you can't be consulting on the phone or whatever for a new kid, right? Yeah. I mean, my point is I don't think we're getting anywhere trying to send you to go take more continuing education classes, making you pay a fine. You've done great work for many years. It's time to pass on the torch. And us not to just keep punishing you over and over again.
Yeah. I've never been in front of the board till this last year.
Yeah, and I think it's part of it. It's
and I don't feel responsible for it. I'm not any of it either.
But the record keeping. Well, let me tell you this. Yeah. Part of the reason we're sticklers on the record keeping.
Yeah.
Part of it is, if something goes wrong, that's what saves you.
Yeah.
Right? If it's done well.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what's going to save you, because if it's not the record, it didn't happen.
Yeah.
I mean, that's our saying here. If it's not in the medical record, it didn't happen. So it's like, it's a he said, she said, it's up to us to look you in the eye and see who we believe or not. Right?
Yeah.
If it's in the medical record, that takes that out of the equation.
Yeah.
So that's why we're sticklers on that. Not because all of a sudden, you know, the times have changed and we just want to make things tougher on you. That's not it. And I know we're short-staffed. We don't have a ton of inspectors out there to go visit everybody every year. So it might be 10 years before they get to a place, and then things kind of go by the wayside and start slacking off a little bit. Well, then when they show us a report, basically it's potential violation, right? We don't go out and charge you with all those violations. The inspector hands you a report and they ask you to tell them how you're going to fix it. And then they show that to us.
Yeah.
But if they show us two or three in a row, and especially if it's got the same things, that's when we bring it in here.
And I would like to jump in and add that, you know, as the inspection part of our agency really is not, you know, out there to be punitive. In fact, there are other states in which they charge you for your inspection, and then they really do hammer it to you if you have any violation. So I know it might feel that way, But we're really out there because we want, you know, practices to be clean, to be following the rules and to be successful, not because we're trying to, you know, nitpick and find, you know, your rusty scissors. We, you know, we want to ensure though, you know, that you're operating, you know, at what is now, you know, this standard. So that's, and I know you've been practicing a long time and things have changed and, you know, sometimes that's good and that's bad, but Ms. Sullivan, and I was like, are we just kind of into the deliberations at this point, or do we want to ask any more specific questions before we?
Yes, I do have a question on the photograph that was provided with the inspection. It shows a lot more than a rusty pair of scissors, sir. It shows a wrap that does not appear clean or sterile.
A what?
A wrap.
There's a pack right there.
I'm saying the one that was photographed, not the one you brought today. Yes.
That's the only one I have.
Yeah. Okay, it appears filthy, quite frankly. And according to
the state. My picture won't show that.
What, one person has to speak at a time so the court reporter can hear?
And according to staff, it was only meant to be used once and not reused.
What's that?
The wrap.
Those wraps?
It's paper wrap.
No, it's not. Sorry.
Okay. Anyhow, so it's more than a rusty pair of scissors.
Right.
And it's a public, it's a threat to public health. And there's a real cleanliness issue here.
Okay.
Look at the back.
Do any board members have any additional questions for Dr. Gonzalez?
Dr. Gonzalez, who cleans your packs?
Heather does.
Okay, so you have a technician or a helper that cleans your.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
That just happened. That pair of scissors was thrown in there.
Okay, and
it's just you and Heather, correct? It's just you and Heather?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Notsley, did you?
I might have missed it, Doctor. How many packs do you have?
Oh, fine. I have that four that I use all the time. I have a lot. I've been collecting instruments for a long time, and I like good instruments too. Yeah, so I have a lot of packs. And I change them every day. So, well, like I said, I didn't sit in the same. So we get a chance to clean them and rewrap them, and then we sterilize them that night for the next day. And we do, you know, 3-4 surgeries every morning. Okay. And then afterwards we look at sick animals.
So this would be a sample?
Yeah.
This is just a sample?
Just one of them. But I wrap them all the same way, and all my instruments are set up in the same way so I can find them when I'm doing it.
Okay, any other questions? So Dr. Gonzalez, I want to now give you the final opportunity if you want to say anything more, and then after your comments, then you will be finished speaking and then the board will deliberate.
Okay. I want this lady to look at my back too, though. You?
Yes.
She did.
Can
I pick it up and take it to you?
I went over and I walked over.
Oh, you did?
Okay.
I want all the veterinarians to be able to look at it.
Yes.
You know what? To look at?
Yes, sir.
Did you have any additional comments or?
No, that's it.
Okay.
That was my main concern right there.
Okay. Thank you. So if there's no further questions from board members, this concludes the portion of the informal interview in which the board hears testimony. The board will now deliberate and decide what to do in this matter.
So
Mr.
Lopeed. Well, like I said, we have on the inspections, what they give you is potential violations, right? They hand you a list, they give you a chance to fix it.
Yeah.
You've gone through and fixed these, right?
Yeah.
But the reason it came to us was because in 2021, you said you fixed it, and then some of them are the exact same things again.
Oh, okay, that one, was a jar of Siloxin that it had just expired, and I hadn't even opened it. And the other one was a little vial of methylene blue that I used to stain slides with, usually bull slides.
Yeah.
And I haven't used it in a while.
And we're not, I mean, but that's not the only thing. I mean, there are some other...
That's the only two things that were...
Those are two medication.
Yeah.
And they're things that are in vials. I wouldn't consider methyl blue medication, but... But there's also some thyroid tabs and...
So what?
Thyroid
tabs. Those are the ones that had just expired. I hadn't opened the bottle yet.
Okay.
There's a bottle of thyroid tabs. Yeah, that's for thyroxin.
Yeah. So they're going to list everything. And it's a different expired item than 2021, but there was expired items then, there's expired items now. In 2021, there's we're lacking initials on the medical record, and then in 2023, same thing.
Yeah, that's my record keeping.
I'm just going on a list. It's not one thing. It's not the pack. It's not just the pack. It's not just the expired items or the medical records. There's keep going down the list. We got in 2021, we don't have consistency in the pre-anesthetic exam.
Okay, that's
and then we got the same thing here.
Tracy actually recommended that in December to use we have a sticker, it's a physical exam sticker, okay. And it has all the organ systems, and we just mark them off. And they're on the lower right-hand corner of my anesthetic log.
Okay.
And if you look, it's all there. And that's my pre-anesthetic exam.
Okay. So, again, this is hard for me to do.
Yeah.
But are we going to keep doing this?
Yeah.
Will you keep coming in here? Or are you going to retire? I mean, it's going to come down to that.
Yeah.
Because it's not you personally, but we've seen the exact same kind of thing, a little bit, where we never saw anybody, and then all of a sudden, we're seeing them every other month. And it's because they're hanging on because they can't sell that clinic, or they think that there's nobody else that can take care of the clients there, or whatever. But it never ends well unless you make it end on your terms, because you don't want us to do it. I guarantee you. And I don't want to do it. We don't want to do it. We want you to be happy, you to be respected, and you to end your career exactly the way you want to, not in here before us.
Yeah.
We don't want that.
Mr. Lohi, members of the board, with that message delivered, can I ask that we focus on this particular case and what you want to do in this matter based upon these facts?
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Then I'm going to find...
Also, maybe it'd be a good point to let Dr. Gonzalez know those instruments are very rusty. Those instruments are very rusty.
I don't know what you're seeing.
There's a lot of rust. You can ask the doctors that looked at it.
Yes.
But I'm a technician, and that's my job to take care of instruments, and those are
2274.
Yeah, so that's why I was asking
A.
who cleans them for you, because maybe you're not, you don't see them.
I use them every day, though.
Right, but it's kind of different when you're using them in the moment versus when you're actually trying to inspect them. But there is rust, considerable rust.
A2 and 5.
One at a time, sir. Yes, so there is rust on your clamps. There's rust at the down near where they actually, at the joint of the clamps. There's rust alongside in your car molds. So there is still issue with that pack.
Thank you.
You want me to repeat that, Jim, or you got it? You found it?
Which one are you doing? A, 32, A2? 32274A2 and 5. Yeah, those would be the two. So I guess I'm going to move to find a violation of day 32 or ARS 32274A2 and 4, failure to maintain clean and sanitary facilities for the performance of services in accordance with the rules adopted by the board, and 5, failure to maintain veterinary medical supplies, controlled substances, surgical and other equipment in a safe, efficient, sanitary manner. And those were relate to R311. R311-703-704, number 2.
Yes.
What about for the records board? Is that enough, Mark? We need more than that.
No, if you believe that that captures the concerns.
Okay, so we have a motion. We complete.
Second.
Okay. So a motion and second. Is there any further discussion? Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Motion passes. Okay, the board has voted to find violations. This concludes this matter, and Dr. Gonzalez, you will receive written confirmation of the board's action shortly. At next month's meeting, the board will consider adopting proposed findings of facts and conclusions of law, and after doing so, we'll then discuss and adopt disciplinary action. If you have any questions in the meantime, please contact Victoria Whitmore at the board's office. This concludes the informal interview, and thank you for being here.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.